Shavuos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis. This Mishnah will offer a contrast to the previous Mishnah. In the previous Mishnah, we talked about the fact that things that are eventually not found in the sod and the field, that is to say that they no longer exist after a certain point in the season, so then there's a din of beer on them. Our Mishnah will talk about things in which there is no din of beer because they remain out in the fields because they're attached to the ground permanently. Vod klal acher amru. There's another principle that they said, Chazal, kol she'eno machal adam, something that may not be human consumption, machal behemor, or the fruit of an animal, umi min hatsovim, or it's not a form of dye, umiskayim ba'aretz, or even if it is a form of food of human or animal or dye, it's miskayim ba'aretz. It's maintained in the land. That is to say that it doesn't dissipate. It doesn't, season isn't over. There's always there, as we'll see, examples. So that yesh lo shvius l'dom of shvius, then it still has the halachas of shvius, of shmita. However, ein lo beer v'ein lo dom of beer. It does not have the halacha of beer to it or to the monies for which it's exchanged, because beer only applies to things that disappear, that eventually the season is over from it, and it can't be found in the field. The animals in the field are unable to eat it. Then there's a din of beer, even in what you have inside the house, you need to get rid of it. But if it's maintained in the ground, even it doesn't ever go away, it's a root, etc., as we'll see, there's no din of beer on that. Now, there is another version of the girsa, of the text of our Mishnah, and that is, which is a little easier to understand, and that is that kol shehu meichel adam, not sheino meichel adam, but anything that is a meichel adam, umeichel behem amin atzovim. Anyone that is that have ready for able to be consumed by humans or animals or can be used as a dye, yet it's miskayim ba'aretz. It maintains in the ground, as in contrast to the previous Mishnah, where it was not miskayim ba'aretz. Then it has shvius, but it does not have the din of beer. Ezahu, what's the examples of that? Iker haluf hashota, the root of this wild luf, the iker hadandana, or the root of the mint plant, vakrabonin, which is another plant, vachalbitzin, another plant, vabuchria, and another plant. It wouldn't help really to translate them, or not even the translations that are used for these things are not things that we're commonly familiar with. Umimen hatsovim, among those things that are used for dyes, it's hapua vaharachba, which again, are things that remain permanently in the ground. So yesh lehem shvius, l'tamei and shvius, they have the din of kedusha shvius applied to them, as well as to their funds, their monies that are used in exchange of that, to purchase them. Ein lohem beer, however, they do not have the law of beer applied to them. Below the demand beer, nor do their monies have the din of beer applied to them. Now, Rabbi Meir says that the monies actually are an exception. The demehen misbarin ad Rosh Hashanah, the monies of these items have the din of beer. You have to get rid of them by Rosh Hashanah. Apparently, Rosh Hashanah was the time of beer for these items listed in our Mishnah. Amru lo, they said to him, ain, lahen ain beer. The item itself don't have beer because, as we said, they remain in the field. So kavuchamer the demand, certainly the monies that were just in exchange for those items certainly would not have the din of beer. However, Rabbi Meir is machmir. He is stringent and says that the monies are different. When you see the item itself, so you know there this item is an item on which there's no din of beer because it remains in the ground. When you see the monies, you can't distinguish between the monies of those things which should have beer or did not have beer. And therefore, when it comes to the monies, we are machmir and say that the monies all have a din of beer, even though it's not min adin. In the actual halacha itself, it shouldn't require a din of beer. However, Meir said, since you can't distinguish between one form of money and the other, we apply the din of beer to all monies.